3. Combat Hopak.
When people hear the word Hopak, they may think of Ukrainian men in loose-fitting red or blue trousers, dancing and kicking their legs to the side. Hopak is a traditional Ukrainian Cossack dance, which goes back centuries. However, ever since the 1980s, there is another kind of Hopak, Combat Hopak. This is also known as Bojovi Hopak, or Fighting Hopak, and it is a modern type of martial art in Ukraine. Combat Hopak is the brainchild of Volodymyr Pilat, a former karate master. He saw that the Hopak dance featured many fighting techniques. He found, for example, that there were similarities between the famous Hopak acrobatic jumps and the movements Cossack fighters made when they had to knock enemies off their horses or knock out two enemies at the same time.
I created Combat Hopak so that the Ukrainians have their own martial art. Like the Koreans have Taekwondo and the Chinese have Kung Fu,
Pilat said. In 1996, the first nationwide competition of Combat Hopak was held in Ukraine, and in 1997, it became a Ukrainian national sport. Combat Hopak has 7 official levels of difficulty. To get through the first one, you have to work hard for 2 years and win 12 fights in Ukrainian competitions. You also have to do an odd natan. This kind of dance you do on your own to show your Combat Hopak skills. Combat Hopak is very popular in Ukraine, and there are almost 10,000 athletes all over the country. There are also Combat Hopak clubs in Canada, the USA, and other countries. It's not just a man's sport either. It is very popular with children, and there is even a special version of Hopak for women called Asgar. Combat Hopak is an amazing way to train your body, but also to learn some things about the history and culture of Ukraine.